Track number one. The Catacombs of Paris. What do you do if a city is steadily growing and there's no more space in the cemeteries? The city of Paris had this problem and found a unique solution. Until the middle of the 19th century, many of the stones needed to build the houses and streets of Paris were taken from below the city. The catacombs is the name used to refer to the network of subterranean quarries that run throughout the city. The quarries lasted until the middle of the 19th century. The city needed lots of stones to build its houses and streets. The first tunnels of Paris date to Roman times, around 60 BC. But let's get back to the cemetery. In 1786, the government needed an alternative to the city's overcrowded graveyards, and they realized there were those empty and increasingly unused tunnels, the catacombs, everywhere in Paris. So it was decided to move the bones of more than 5 million dead Parisians into some of the tunnels. The bones were sorted by size, and a section was reserved for just the skulls. In the 19th century, families even lived inside the tunnels. This doesn't, however, mean they had skulls in their living rooms. Only a small part of the 300 kilometres of tunnels have been used as a graveyard, but still. Later, the catacombs were used as a place for religious hideouts, celebrations of secret parties, and for the hiding of alcohol. During World War II, the French Resistance used the catacombs as their refuge and headquarters. Until the 1950s, anybody could visit the tunnels, but then it got too dangerous and it was forbidden to explore the underground of Paris on one's own. Of course, not everybody agreed, and today groups that call themselves cataphiles regularly visit them. You can become a cataphile yourself and enjoy the historical and mysterious underworld of Paris. There are official tours in the dark, humid and cold tunnels. On the surface, there's a much more bright and pleasant cemetery to visit. Near the catacombs is the Montparnasse Cemetery, which opened with its first burial in 1824. You'll see hundreds of small sculptures and mini temples. The cemetery shows many famous Parisians of the past. The list of permanent inhabitants of the cemetery includes French 19th century poet Baudelaire, French philosophers Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir, and also Henri Langlois, the man who founded the Cinematique, the cinema museum. A separate iAudio guide is available for the Cinematique. The tomb of Henri Langlois shows pictures from films, including some of the films he saved from destruction. And there is a good chance that his tomb won't be moved to the catacombs, even if the Montparnasse Cemetery is overcrowded.